introduce the second of the challenges. So the first challenge that we have in Zehirus is if we're not learning enough Torah. And this is very simple, that the only real way to accomplish Zehirus on any level is through Torah learning. Torah learning makes a person in touch with their neshama side. Torah learning makes it that a person is spiritual, they understand what's important. And otherwise, they're involved in their guf. And if a person's involved in their guf, they cannot make decisions which are there to balance out with the neshama. What's the second challenge? Learning, okay, look, that's not hard. As he says, learning is not hard. Commit to learning, and that's it. It's not difficult. But you know what is difficult? Kuaschik is this the challenge of mockery. Because if a person doesn't take things seriously and they mock them, then they'll never be able to learn. Now, by the way, mockery doesn't mean, oh, that was hilarious. Mockery means that it takes away, taking away the chashivus of things. Now, that's be funny. The point is not funny. The point is that you limit the extent of how serious that particular area is. So even saying, oh, that's not important is also mockery. It doesn't have to be making a joke. Obviously, by making a joke of something, you're making it not serious. But even just by diminishing the importance of it, that already is a problem. He says a very, very fascinating reason. Why is that? What does tzchoik have to do with zehirus? I don't take it serious, so therefore what? So listen to what he says. He says, tzchoik hu me'abed es lev ha'adam. Shekvar ein ha'tam ve'adeya moshel es boi. Ve'areo kishikra ha'shoyta asher i'ef sh'olos es lem arma. Oy le'nigam ki'ein ha'kavim ha'nadam. He says, first of all, someone that doesn't take things seriously. They're always like, eh, whatever, eh, whatever, eh, whatever. So they don't have a kasha. They don't have a reason why it's wrong, right? But they just say, eh, whatever. So, he doesn't have a lave, a heart, to understand the inyan anymore. Because in order to understand something, you need to know that it's serious. You need to balance it. Let me think of an example, right? If I'm going to come tell you the history of let me give you some background information on that cartoon, right? Because you're coming in on the 44th episode, but I gotta give you some background information to really get a So I don't really care that much about that cartoon, so I'm not really going to pay attention to what the world you're talking about, right? But if you're telling me about something that I care about, then I'm going to pay attention more. So the minute that I make these things that important, you stop listening. Person's looking to party all day long, they will never be able to take life seriously because life is about being not serious. And just about having a good time. Now, the Gemara says a very, very surprising statement. Someone that mocks important things will end up doing Gilui Well, what's the connection? What shaykhs? He says that the answer is obvious. Ah, everyone knows that Gilui Arayos is a bad Aveira. So why would he do it? The answer is because he's at the point that the things that he knows intellectually don't make an impact on him emotionally. Because they're not serious. Something that's not serious, I don't let it getting me, emotionally to care about it. If I don't care about it emotionally, why would it, is that going to determine how I act and behave? That make sense? Everyone knows how serious Arias is. But tzchok and kalus roish lower the importance. That he feels like he could do it. Until eventually he'll be in, at the aver itself. Why? It's something called sima slave. In Hebrew, modern Hebrew, means lasim lev, pay attention. So he's saying sima slave is more than just paying attention. It's emotionally connecting to the idea, knowing it, feeling it, right? So a person that's involved in tzchok is not going to allow those things that he knows to make an impact on it. So how could you be zahiris then? Zahiris means that you know what's important in life and you balance everything out according to those values. But if you mock things, so then we even the things that you know are important, you're not going to live with those ideals. So it's impossible to have zahiris. It's the opposite of zahiris in a way. We have in the in this week's parasha, we had that it said that that the people in Mitzrayim came running after the they came running after the Yidden. So Rashi says, what horses did they have? They didn't have horses left. Didn't all the horses get destroyed and borrowed?
Oh, the ones that they, some people brought them in.
The people brought them in. So Rashi says, you see, that even the people that brought them in that cared about Hashem, but Maisa, at the end, they came running after the people, right? Now, what about, what's the pshat in the people that didn't bring it in? I didn't need to bring it in. That makes sense. So the pasuk says, "Vasher lois shos gam lezois." He didn't allow. He didn't pay attention to his heart, meaning he didn't allow himself to get. He knew up here. You would ask him percentage wise. Bottom line, is this. What's the likelihood that Moshe is wrong at this point? Very little. But I don't want to feel afraid of it. So I just make it like it's nothing. Huh?
People do that with their health all the time.
Oh, the doctor.
Look, it's cholesterol. They're eating ice cream for breakfast.
But exactly. Or the weather. But sometimes they're attacking wrong, but I'm saying, theoretically speaking, right? People don't want to get nervous. People don't want to get worked up. People don't want to hear the doctor saying. People don't. So then they just say, "Oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about." Even though intellect, you pin them down. You're like, "Do you really think he doesn't know what he's talking about?" I mean, he was right every other time. What do you really think? And again, these are not the best examples, but it's an idea. That and that's what Sharma is saying is that we have to take spirituality seriously. We take it seriously, and then we can start weighing things out according to the values. And he says the concept of leitzonus is like taking a shield. One of the ways you could protect yourself is just with a shield, but he said you could add an extra layer of oil to the shield, and then anything that hits it will just slip down. So he says, by you taking this attitude, it's like adding a little oil to your heart. That any message that's coming into it is just going to hit it and slide off.
Certainly, oil on the shield, but if any message it hits my heart also.
Yeah, I don't know why you need the oil on the shield, right? Okay, then we'll continue.
Thank you.
Tomorrow I'm not gonna I think I'm gonna be in Harborside, so yeah.